Today, we continue with lesson number 28 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are in the seventh perek, the second and third Mishnayos. Perek Shviyi, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Mishnah Beis continues with a general rule about those species of plants which are covered by the laws of Shviyos. V'od klal acher omru, another great rule was said about Shviyos, and that is, kol she'eino ma'achal adam u'ma'achal behema u'mimin hatzoveim, any species of plant which is not food for a person, not food for an animal, and not used as an ingredient in dyeing, as an ingredient for a dye, umiskayem ba'oretz, or whether it is an evergreen plant, it never rots, it always produces, summer, winter, etc. Even though it is ma'achal odom, or ma'achal behema, or mimin hatzoveim, yesh lo shviyas uldom of shviyas, there is kedusha shviyas for such plants, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, but ein lo biur ve'ein ledom of biur. The rules of biur do not apply. Eizehu, what are some examples of plants which are perennials? They're always there. Winter, summer, fall, etc. And therefore, you can't speak of as man biur, because there's no such thing as kol lechayim in hasoda. There's no time of year when these plants are not available for on the open fields for animals or whatever. And they include various species, some of which are known to us, some not. Ikor haluf hashota. We learned yesterday about the luf plant, the wild luf plant. So the shoresh, the root of this wild luf plant, is there all year long. It's miskayem ba'oretz. V'ikor hadandana, and so too the root of the mint plant. V'ho'akravonim is type of a thorn of some sort. Kahati uses the word skolopandrium to apply to this akrabanim, v'hachalbitzim, which is the root of the milkweed that we learned about yesterday a bit, v'habuchria, which is some type of herb. These are miskayem ba'oretz, and therefore they are not subject to the laws of biur. U'mimin hatzoveim, among the dyes, the herbs used for dyes, hapoa, which is a plant from which red dye is extracted, the horachpo, and also another wild plant which is used for a dye, Kahati calls it rezida, all of the above, Yeshlohem Shviyas Ulmeyem Shviyas. The rules of Kedusha Shviyas apply, but Ein Lohem Biur Velolid Meyem Biur. There's no Biur which applies to them, because since they are there all year long, they are never Kalim in Hasoda. They are never gone from the field, and therefore it makes no sense to speak of Biur for them, because Biur is dependent upon a point in the year when the plant is no longer available in the open field. Rab Meir comes along and says, Rab Meir Omer, Demehem Misbarim Ad Rosh Hashanah, that if one takes any of the above, Dvorim HaMiskaimim Ba'oretz, and sells them, the money is subject to the rules of Biur toward the end of the seventh year, sometime before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year. Amrulo, so the Chachamim objected to Rab Meir, and they said, Lohen ein biur. These plants themselves, you can't speak of biur with relationship to them, because they are miskayim ba'oretz all the time. So how can you say that the domim are kal v'chomer l'demehem. Certainly, certainly, the demehem, the money which was procured by exchanging the species listed in this Mishnah, cannot be subject to biur. The interesting thing is that although the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's rationale is to be machmir for the demehim, for the domim, more than to the peros themselves. Because the peros themselves, you see what it is. And you're going to keep Kedusha Shvius, because it grew during Shvius, so you're not going to do business with it. But if you did sell it, and the circumstances which we're selling is permissible, which we'll learn a little bit about soon, you can't look at the money, the dollar bill or whatever, and say, well, this is peros shvius. So therefore, you might do further business with this schora, and therefore he says that they should have biur sometime before the end of the seventh year. That was Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel goes on to speak about parts of various fruits and vegetables, which normally one would think these are not edible and therefore not subject to Kedusha Shvius. Yet this Mishnah teaches us that these do. What are some examples? Klipe Rimon, the peel of a pomegranate, the Hanetz Shelo, and the leaf or flower which grows out from the pomegranate fruit, which are normally not eaten in a salad or whatever. But as we will see, they are subject to the Kedusha Shvius. Klipe Egozim, and similarly nutshells. The reason given by the Mefarshim is that the Klipe Rimon, Anetzelo, Klipe Egozim are used to produce dyes, and therefore, as such, are subject to Shvius, Kedusha Shvius. Vahagalinim, these are the seeds of fruits, also Yesh Lohem Shvius, and Vilde de Mehem Shvius. If you sell them or exchange them, the money or whatever you exchange them for are also subject to the rules of Kedusha Shvius. When we speak of galinim or seeds, there are those who say that seeds are subject to Shvius because they can be used, if though they're not eaten, but they can be used for fuel. Now this is problematic, because the wood of trees has no Kedusha Shvius. Nevertheless, it is said that when it comes to seeds, since they're found in the fruits, and the fruits are Rori La Machalodom, so there is Kedusha Shvius on the seeds as well. Although, the Mefarshim say that there is no biur for seeds. The Batanura takes a different approach to seeds, and he says, we're speaking about seeds like the seeds of olives, which are used to produce food. They're ground down, they're used to squeeze and to get some oil out of them, and other garinim, like the garinim, the seeds of dates, are used as animal food. So they are roi l'machal odom l'machal behema, and therefore they are subject to the rules of Kedusha Shvius. Hatzaba, a person who is a dyer, his parnosa is to produce dyes and to sell dyes and to use the dyes as a coloring for various products, various fabrics. So Hatzaba, the dyer himself, tzoveya liatzmo, he can take dye during Shemitah, during Shvius, and use it for his own purposes to dye things for himself. Because the Chazal say that the pasuk says v'hoisa Shabbos ha'oretz lochem lochem l'chol tzorchechem, whatever is produced during Shvius, like materials, plants used in the dye, can be used for a dye. They cannot be used, just like food can be used to be eaten, dye can be used to dye, but to dye things with. But you can't sell it, because that would be liyachlo v'lo l'schora. So therefore, v'lo yitzba b'socher, he shouldn't demand a fee and take a fee from others for dying things for them. She'ein osin schora b'peiro shavias, because one is not to do business with peroshvias, la'ochla v'lo l'schora. Then the Mishnah goes on to list several other categories of foods or potential foods, foods for some people, at least for goyim perhaps, that cannot be sold. That cannot be sold on the market. So, for example, v'lo babchoros. The meaning, if one has an animal, a cow, for example, the bechor of that animal, the bechor behema tohora, is in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, if it was not a balmum, would be brought as a korban. If it became a balmum, it's put out to pasture and a mum develops, so it's given to the kohen, who can shecht it and eat it, etc. But the point is, he cannot do business with bechoros. Similarly, v'lo batrumos, it's not permissible to do sechora, to do business with peros of truma. Truma is kodesh. Truma cannot be eaten by zorim. If you're going to sell it in the open market, somehow or other, a zor can easily get a hold of it, eat it, and that's a serious prohibition. So therefore, you can't do business with trumos. V'lo benevelos, v'lo betrefos, v'lo beshkotzim, v'lo boramosim. Similarly, one cannot do business with those types of animals which are normally eaten by the world at large, humanity, but are also to Jewish people. You can't have a business selling pork, selling lobster, selling whatever, prey for locusts, etc. However, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but this is, of course, known in Chazal, many sources, that those animals like horses and camels, etc., you're allowed to do business with them, even though they're not kosher to eat, because these are not normally eaten. These are animals which are used to plow, to plant, to ride on, etc., and the Iser of Schora is only for those things which are normally sold to Goyim for food. V'lo yihye lokeach yarkos sode umocher bashuk. Similarly, during Shavuos, it's not permissible to buy yarkos in a field, the open field, hefker. You take some yarkos for them and sell them in the market. This is not permissible. This is doing sechora. Avol hu locate ubeno mocher al yono. But suppose he's out in the open field, it's peros shvius, he's going to take them home, eat them, but eat them b'kedusha shvius, and that's perfectly permissible. And his son, little boy, is going to take some of those and sell them, have a little stand like the kids have lemonade stands, and sell a few. That's permissible, that's not considered business. Lokach li atzmo, the person buys himself peros for achila, not to sell, but he buys peros to eat himself, v'hosir, and he has some left over, mutar l'mochron, it's permissible for him to sell it. So you see, there are conditions under which it is permissible to sell peros shvius, so now we can understand the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, which speaks about the damim, the money which one obtains from selling shvius. You can't open up a store and sell peros shvius, but under these limited situations, which are not really business, it is permissible to take money for peros shvius, and that's how we have the damim of the money, the exchange value of peros shvius. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel of Perek Zion, and the process have concluded lesson number 28.